6. Discussion and presentation. Jane and Toshi are talking about tertiary education. What do you think about the underlying parts especially? Do you agree with their opinions?
Hi, Jane. How was the sociology exam you took yesterday?
Hi, Toshi. I don't think I did very well.
Oh, really? Well, you can take the course again next year, even if you fail it this time. You're still in the third year of university, right?
You're right, but if I fail it again, then I may not be able to graduate next year. I don't want to stay in university for too long because I have to pay tuition for semesters here in Japan, not for credits.
What do you mean?
At some schools in the States, we pay tuition for the credits which we register for. Suppose our university offers one credit for $200. Then, for example, if you register for 20 credits this semester, you pay $4,000. So it doesn't really matter how long you are in university, because the total number of credits is almost the same for everyone. But in Japan, you have to pay for how long you belong to the university. The longer you belong to a university, the more you have to pay.
I see. The tuition payment system is different from country to country. I like the American way.
Actually, in the States, there are many students who don't graduate from the university they first enter. Some of them just drop out, but many of them try to restart their study at another university by transferring the credits they earn at the first university.
You mean they don't hesitate to change universities?
Yes, exactly. American students are very flexible about it.